With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Much-needed aid is not reaching Palestinians in Gaza as the risk of famine deepens.
Israel says that hundreds of truckloads of aid are waiting on the border, waiting on the UN to be brought in. Looting, dangerous roads, and Israeli movement restrictions are all preventing them from being able to access the aid at the border and bring it into Gaza. Now, to get the aid from the border, the UN has to coordinate all its movements with the Israeli authorities because it involves moving through Israeli military-controlled zones. It says that out of 900 movement requests it submitted in May, June, and July, more than half were denied or impeded by the Israeli military.
Correspondent Julie Frankel. A ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas has collapsed and U.S. negotiators have returned home. The president says Hamas couldn't come to terms during the latest ceasefire negotiations.
I said, when you get down to 10 or 20, I don't think Hamas is going to make a deal because that means they have no protection. And basically that's what happened. Hamas didn't want to make a deal.
I think
what's going to happen is they're going to be hunted down.
Deportation flights from the so-called Alligator Alcatraz Immigrant Detention Facility in Florida have begun.
Governor Ron DeSantis said the first flights from the remote Everglades immigration lockup, known as Alligator Alcatraz, transferred about 100 detainees from the Immigration Detention Center to other countries.
The whole purpose is to make this be a place that can facilitate increased frequency and numbers of deportations of illegal aliens.
He added that two or three flights have departed from the site so far. I'm Haya Punjwani.
A 14-year-old boy has been killed, a 19-year-old wounded after an overnight shooting in a University of New Mexico dormitory. Authorities have arrested an 18-year-old suspect in the situation. This is SRN News. Slovenia legalizes assisted suicide. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The Central European nation will now allow people to take their own life with the help of a doctor, adding Slovenia to a growing list of nations where that practice is legal. The United Kingdom is in the process of approving assisted suicide, and here in the U.S., nine states and the District of Columbia have done so. Pro-life groups and disabled advocates oppose the practice, saying it can very quickly move from being optional to preferred for vulnerable people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In roughly 6 months, the 2026 Winter Olympics will open in Italy, and sports governing bodies around the world are making decisions on how to handle transgender athletes. So far, the U.S. Olympic Committee, the International Cycling Union, World Aquatics, the World Boxing Organization, and the World Athletics Council have all banned males from competing against females. The NCAA, which governs many Olympic sports, the collegiate level, has also barred men from playing against women. This is SRN News. The U.S. Postal Service is turning 250 years old.
And Saturday's big anniversary comes as the agency faces financial challenges. The Postal Service was established in 1775 when the Second Continental Congress appointed Benjamin Franklin as Postmaster General. Its service predates the United States, launched nearly a year before the colonies declared their break from British rule. A key link between colonial leaders and the Continental Army, it also helped unify the colonies by spreading ideas of liberty and independence. The Postal Service still reaches nearly every American daily. John Scott reporting.
United Health Group says it's cooperating with federal and criminal and civil investigations involving its market-leading Medicare business. The healthcare giant said Thursday that it had contacted the Department of Justice after reviewing media reports about investigations into certain elements of its business. More details on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.